चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
हरियाणा सुगरकेन क्रॉप अंडर वाटर। आफ्टर महाराष्ट्र, कर्नाटक एंड अदर स्टेट्स, नाउ इट इज हरियाणा वेयर क्रॉप्स आर सबमर्ज्ड अंडर फ्लड वाटर। यमुनानगर, कर्नल, पानीपत एंड सोनीपत डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स इन द स्टेट आर फ्लडेड बाय द एक्सेस वाटर रिलीज फ्रॉम द हथनीकुंड बैरेज। हाउएवर, विद द डिक्लाइन इन द रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी इन द पास्ट टू डेज, द वाटर लेवल इन द यमुना रिवर रिड्यूस्ड, बट स्टिल वाटर इन द फार्म फील्ड इज स्टैग्नेंट। The flood has damaged crops and affected districts. Like other crops, excessive water logging caused hurt to sugarcane as well. It has caused massive loss to the cane growers. According to the reports, thousands of hectares are under the water flowing the flood. A dozen villages in Yamunanagar districts were also flooded by the excess water released from the Hathnikund barrage. Chief Secretary Keshni Anand Arora said, due to the unprecedented heavy rainfall, the water level in the Yamuna this time has increased a new high of 8.28 lakh cusics. In 2013, it was 8.14 lakh cusics. Maharashtra, Karnataka also faced the fury of the flood, where many crops including sugarcane have been severely affected. As per the preliminary investigation, there has been a loss of 40 lakh tons of sugarcane in the Belgavi district. Similarly, in Maharashtra, flood hit the sugarcane crop. It is expected, with the impact on sugarcane, it is likely to affect the sugar output in Karnataka and Maharashtra. Sugar output in both the states are likely to decline. Heavy rains across India have thrown life out of gear and claimed many lives this monsoon. As per reports, already around 1,058 have lost their lives due to heavy rain and flood. Last year, overall, the toll was 1,211. This monsoon, death counts are increasing day by day, so the current death figure is likely to incline. Flood not only claimed lives, but it also caused damage to the properties, crops and other worth thousands of crores. Industry bodies and political parties have also assessed the situation and suggest that only in Maharashtra flood caused the estimated loss at least 10,000 crore rupees following the closure of industries, severe damage of crops and others.